Once again, it is a pleasure for me to be with you.
Sekali lagi abdi senang sesarengan.
Today I want to talk to you about the ministry of the pastor.
Bayi bade nyaritakeun hal pelayanan pendeta.
And his responsibility to the young people.
Tanggung jawabna ka nu ngarora.
I want to turn your attention to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5.
Hayu urang tempok kitab hiji Petrus pasal 5.
In this passage we read about the responsibility of the pastor.
Dina pasal ieu aya tanggung jawab pendeta.
The word pastor is translated in the English Bible.
Pendeta dina bahasa Inggris dalam Alkitab.
As shepherd.
Pangangon.
And it signifies one who is responsible for the sheep.
Yenuju kana tanggung jawab ka domana.
I realize that in other languages the word is the same.
Abdi sadar basa sajen oge kecap eta teh sarua.
In English we do have a distinction.
Dina basa Inggris aya bedana.
But the word is the same. He cares for the sheep.
Tapi kecap nu dipake manehna malire domana.
He does more than feed them.
Manehna leuwih ti sakadar maraban.
He is responsible for their well-being.
Manehna tanggung jawab kana kasajahteraan.
So we'll begin reading with chapter 5 verse 1.
Ayeuna urang baca pasal 5 ayat 1.
The elders which are among you, I exhort.
Kami nganasehatan para panatua di antara mane.
Who am also an elder.
Kami seperti babaturan panatua.
Peter said that he was an elder.
Petrus nyaritakeun manehna panatua.
This is not an office.
Ieu lain jabatan.
It is a state of character.
Tapi karakter.
No one can make you an elder.
Heuweuh saurang oge nu bisa jadi panatua.
You grow to this position by your maturity.
Rek tumuwuh dina posisi kadewasaan.
Even young men can be elders.
Malah para rumaja bisa jadi panatua.
Provided that they are very stable in Christ.
Sakuat di lebet Kristus.
So Peter says, as an apostle, I am an elder.
Terus nyaritakeun rasul oge panatua.
Every prophet must be an elder.
Kaban nabi kudu nama panatua.
Every evangelist.
Unggal anu ngawartakeun Injil.
And every pastor and teacher.
Unggal pangangon jeung ngajar.
The elder is the requirement of character.
Panatua teh syaratna karakter.
That is important for leaders in the body of Christ.
Penting nama pamimpin di badan Kristus.
Peter said that he was a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
Petrus manehna teh saksi tina kasangsaran Kristus.
This is another mark of an elder.
Itanda sajen panatua.
An elder has been through difficult times.
Panatua geus ngaliwatan waktu anu sulit.
But in spite of all the difficulties, he remained true to Christ.
Bigina kasulitan tetap teguh ka Kristus.
And was victorious in his walk with God.
Sarta unggul dina perjalanan jeung Allah.
So it is important to realize that the office of elder.
Jadi penting pikeun sadar yen jabatan panatua.
Can be found many times in the church.
Loba kapanggih di gereja.
The main elder.
Panatua utama.
Is the pastor.
Eta pangangon.
There could be others who help him.
Aya anu ngabantuna.
But the chief elder is the one who preaches.
Tapi panatua jelema nu sok khotbah.
In verse 2, Peter tells him to feed the flock of God.
Dina ayat 2, Petrus ngajelaskeun maneh teh pangangon domba Allah.
Those who take care of flocks are called shepherds.
Nina ngajaga domba nu disebut pangangon.
Now he is not speaking to the evangelist.
Manehna teh nyaritakeun ka penginjil.
But to a pastor.
Tapi ka pangangon.
He says you must also take the oversight.
Rek oge kudu nitenan.
He operates as an overseer.
Manehna ngalayanan salaku peniri.
That means that the pastor does not have to do every ministry.
Ieu artina pangangon teu kudu ngalakukeun saban pelayanan.
But he has to see that it is done.
Tapi manehna kudu terang ieu anu dilakukeun teh.
I have a very large church.
Di boga hiji gereja nu gede.
With over 10,000 members.
Leuwih ti 10.000 jamaah.
I cannot do all the work in this church.
Abdi teu bisa ngalakukeun sakabeh pagawean.
But I am responsible for it.
Ya abdi tanggung jawab.
I must see that every ministry is working.
Abdi kudu nempo unggal pelayanan keur dilakukeun.
So, I am not the doer of all the ministry.
Abdi lain pelaksana sakabehanana.
But I am the overseer.
Tapi ngan penili.
I don't have to do everything.
Abdi kudu ngalakukeun sagala hal.
But I am responsible.
Tapi abdi tanggung jawab.
For the oldest sheep.
Pikeun domba nu pangkolotna.
Down to the smallest lamb.
Tapi ka anak domba nu pangleutikna.
It is my responsibility.
Itu tanggung jawab.
There are many pastors who do not see this.
Coba pangangon itu bisa nih tenan.
They see themselves as responsible only for the adults.
Tapi nempo dirina selaku tanggung jawab kanu dewasa.
Because they do not know how to teach children.
Tapi tenyaun kudu ngajar barudak.
Or relate to the young people.
Atawa gaul jeung pemuda.
They put that responsibility on someone else.
Maranehanana tanggung jawab kanu sajen.
And if it fails,
lamun gagah,
it's not their fault.
Ieu lain kasalahanana.
Some years ago, our church was in trouble.
Beberapa tahun kaliwat gereja kesulitan.
We had a good ministry to adults.
Gaduh pelayanan nu hade nu dewasa.
And a very good ministry to the small children.
Oge ka barudak leutik.
But we were not reaching our teenagers.
Abdi teu meunangkeun rumaja abdi.
It began to burden my heart.
Mitina jadi beban dina hate abdi.
The devil told me that I should stay away from this.
Disumare nyaho anu teu meunang dilakukeun.
That this was for the work of a specialist.
Ieu tugas spesialis.
And that I couldn't know what to do.
Abdi teu terang naon kudu dipigawe.
But we had so much trouble.
Tapi abdi loba kasulitan.
That I had to be involved.
Di mana kudu milu.
I began to spend time with our teenagers.
Mimiti nyeun waktu jeung para rumaja.
I began to pray and seek God about what to do.
Mimiti ngadoa ngan Allah naon kudu dilakukeun.
And the Lord began to give me scriptures.
Ngawitan masihan abdi dawuhanana.
To show me that a pastor must reach all of the flock.
Kenudukeun yeun hiji pangangon kudu meunangkeun sakabeh domba.
He taught me things about reaching teenagers.
Anehna ngajar abdi hal meunangkeun rumaja.
I found scriptures in the Bible I did not know were there.
Abdi mangi dawuhan Gusti dina Alkitab.
I began to do what the Lord showed me to do.
Abdi mimiti ngalakukeun naon anu dituduhkeun ku Gusti.
And our teenagers began to grow.
Rumaja mimiti tumuwuh.
We call the name of our youth group 180.
Abdi nyebut kelompok kaum rumaja 180.
In our culture we have an expression about repentance.
Dina budaya abdi hiji ungkapan pertobatan.
When one has a change of heart,
saurang hatena robah,
or turns around,
karta malik,
he does a 180 degree turn.
180 derajat.
So we call our youth ministry 180.
Abdi nyebut pelayanan kaum muda 180.
When I began this ministry,
waktu abdi ngamimitian pelayanan,
we only had about 275 teenagers.
Aya 275 rumaja.
Today there are more than 2,000 teenagers every week.
Ayeuna aya 2,000 rumaja saban minggu.
Because as a pastor, I saw that I had to fix the problem.
Da urang pangangon kudu ngarengsekeun masalah.
I don't have to do all of this ministry.
Kudu dipigawe ku abdi sakabehna.
But I do have to be the overseer.
Abdi mah penilik.
Peter tells me what my job is.
Petrus ngajelaskeun naon tugas abdi.
I am to feed the flock.
Maraban domba.
I must see that all of the flock is fed.
Abdi kudu nitenan sakabeh kudu diparaban.
I must oversee the ministries.
Abdi kudu nitenan pelayanan ieu.
And then I am to be an example.
Saterusna kudu jadi conto.
These are the three jobs of every pastor.
Aya tilu tugas pangangon.
He feeds the flock.
Maraban domba.
He oversees the welfare of the sheep.
Nitenan kasejahteraanana.
And he sets examples for the church to follow.
Sarta jadi conto.
If the pastor is a soul winner,
pangangon teh nu resep meunangkeun jiwa,
his people will be soul winners.
Jamana ge kitu keneh.
If the pastor is a student of the word,
lamun seorang pangangon naliti dawuhan,
his people will love the word.
Jamaah bakal nyaah kana dawuhan.
We are the models for the church.
Urang teh conto keur gareja.
I have some experience in building buildings.
Abdi loba pangalaman dina ngawangun gedong.
And very often we will build a truss for the roof.
Lamun pisan ngawangun reng teh cina hateup.
The first truss that we build is the model.
Reng nu mimiti dipasangkeun contona.
We build it and we lay it on the ground.
Dijieun tuluy diteundeun.
Every truss that comes after this,
ngareng geus kitu,
is modeled after the very first one.
Nyonto tinu mimiti.
I begin to see something about this rule.
Abdi ngajelaskeun ngeunaan peraturan.
Because the teenagers had not been important to me.
Lantaran para rumaja teu penting.
They were not important in my church.
Teu penting keur gareja.
Your people will watch your heart.
Jemaah bakal nitenan hati saudara.
They will watch to see what you care about.
Maranehna nitenan naon anu dititenan saudara.
If you do not care about the young people,
lamun saudara itu memperhatikan ngarora,
the people will not either.
Nusajen oge moal memperhatikan.
So it's important that you care about every part of your church.
Penting saudara peduli ke unggal bagian.
Jesus told Simon Peter that he had to do this.
Yesus ngajelaskeun ka Simon Petrus yen manehna kudu ngalakukeun.
He had to care for all of the sheep.
Manehna memperhatikeun sakabeh domba.
I invite you to turn to the book of John chapter 21.
Hayu urang buka kitab Yohanes pasal 21.
And as we go to this place,
waktu urang asuh,
Let me remind you of what Peter did. Just before our Lord went to the cross, three people asked Peter if he knew Jesus. And Peter denied that he knew our Lord. So after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to Peter. And we read in John 21:15. So when they had dined, Jesus says to Simon Peter,
"Teparantos sarapan, Yesus nyarios ka Simon Petrus.
Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?"
Simon anak Yohanes, manehna ka kami leuwih tinu sajen?
He saith unto him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
Jawab Petrus, "Leres Gusti, Gusti terang abinya."
And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
Dona Yesus, angon domba kami.
Jesus asked Peter the question three times.
Yesus nanyana teh nepi ka tilu kali.
"Do you love me?"
Nah, manehna ka kami.
There is a reason Jesus asked three times.
Aya alasan pangna Yesus nanya tilu kali.
While Jesus was at his trial,
waktu Yesus aya di pengadilanana,
Peter denied him three times.
Petrus nyangkal tilu kali.
So Jesus is giving Peter a chance to turn this around.
Jadi Yesus ger mere kesempatan supaya eling.
The very first person that Peter denied Christ to,
jalma anu mimiti ngadangu Petrus nyangkal Yesus,
was a teenage girl.
Eta gadis.
Therefore, when Jesus spoke to Peter,
lantaran kitu Yesus nyarita ka Petrus,
after his resurrection,
tanggeus kugahna,
he said, "Feed my lambs."
Taurna, angon domba kami.
Jesus meant that Peter had a responsibility to preach to young people.
Anu maksudkeun ku Yesus supaya Petrus tanggung jawab bahkan ngarora.
This was the first thing Jesus commanded him.
Ieu nu mimiti ku Yerusalem diperintahkeun.
So as a pastor, I have this gift in me.
Hiji pangangun ngagaduhan kurnia dina dirina.
But I did not use this gift.
Abdi teu make kurnia.
For many years, I told myself that I did not know how to reach teenagers.
Angtaun-taun abdi nyarita ka pribadi abdi, teu ngarti kumaha meunangkeun para rumaja.
Then I had three teenagers of my own.
Terus abdi ngalayanan tilu budak rumaja.
And our youth ministry was not working.
Sarta pelayanan kaum rumaja teu hasil.
It was a big failure.
Ieu teh hiji kagagalan gede.
My own children were hurting.
Barudak raheut.
I had to do something.
Abdi teh kudu ngalakukeun hiji hal.
And to my amazement,
abdi kaget.
When I began to pray,
mimiti ngadoa.
The anointing was inside.
Urapan di jero.
To minister to young people.
Keun ngalayani rumaja.
God began to show me what to do.
Gusti nuduhkeun anu kudu dilakukeun.
I didn't think it was possible.
Abdi teu mikir teu mungkin.
But you see, the office of pastor
bisa derek nempo jabatan pangangon.
Has an anointing that comes with it.
Urapan nu marengan.
And that anointing will reach all of the sheep.
Urapan eta pikeun meunangkeun domba rea.
So the pastor must set the course.
Pangangon kudu nyiapkeun jalan.
For every part of the church.
Unggal bagian di gereja.
And when he sets this course,
waktu nyiapkeun jalan,
God will touch the hearts of people.
Gusti geus ngajamah hate jalma rea.
Not every person in the church has the same interest.
Teu saban jalma di gereja boga minat nu sarua.
Some will be drawn to the young people.
Sabeura urang kana rumaja.
Some will be drawn to the small children.
Oge ka barudak leutik.
Some will be drawn to the sick and the hurting.
Sajena kana gadering jeung nu teu kaopan.
So the pastor must have a heart for all.
Jadi pangangon kudu ngabogaan hate keur sakabehna.
He must give definition to each of these ministries.
Manena kudu mere definisi kasaban pelayanan.
When he gives definition to these ministries,
mikeun definisina ka pelayanan,
other people step into the role.
Sejen mimiti jadi peran.
Then the pastor can become an overseer.
Terusna pangangon jadi penilik.
The Bible does not tell us about the ministry of a youth pastor.
Kitab tidak jelaskan hal pendeta melayani pemuda.
Or a children's pastor.
Atau barudak.
But we need these people.
Tapi orang perlu kajalma ieu.
Their anointing comes from the office of the pastor.
Rapanana turun ti jabatan pangangon.
So when the pastor appoints people to minister in this way,
waktu pangangon udukeun jalma rea pikeun ngalayanan dina bagian ieu,
their anointing comes from God.
Urapan maranehna datang ti Allah.
Through the office of the pastor.
Ngaliwatan jabatan pangangon.
It is for this reason.
Ieu alasanana.
That there is no mention of children's ministry.
Da disebutkeun ngeunaan pelayanan barudak.
In the New Testament.
Dina perjanjian anyar.
As a separate office.
Dalaku jabatan usajen.
It is there.
Ya, ya dirinya.
But it is included in the office of the pastor.
Kasup jabatan pangangon.
Because God expects the pastor to care for all of the sheep.
Lantaran Allah ngarepkeun pangangon malire ka sakabeh domba.
Many times we delegate these ministries.
Amun abdi ngadelegasikeun pelayanan ieu.
And we do not tell the people what to do.
Abdi mere nyaho ka jalma rea anu kudu dilakukeun.
We do not define the ministry.
Abdi teu netepkeun pelayanan.
When a ministry is delegated,
waktu pelayanan didelegasikan,
but not defined,
henteu ditetepkeun,
it operates with a different spirit.
Ieu langsung ka roh anu beda.
That is why Jesus operated in each ministry.
Ieu sabenerna Yesus ngalakukeun saban pelayanan.
He defined all of the ministries.
Henteuna netepkeun sakabeh pelayanan
that he wanted us to operate in.
Hayang ka urang nu dilaksanakeun.
This is the mark of a good leader.
Ieu ciri pamimpin nu hade.
Here in the United States,
di Amerika,
I have many pastors come to see me.
Loba pangangon datang ka abdi.
I teach them how to minister to teenagers.
Abdi ngajarkeun kumaha layanan kaum rumaja.
I tell them that it's important that they be involved.
Abdi ngajelaskeun yen penting maranehna diajakan.
They go home to their churches.
Maranehna balik deui ka gerejana.
And they help other people.
Maranehna nulungan usajen.
Develop this ministry.
Meberkeun pelayanan.
And because it is important to them,
eta lantaran penting keur maranehna,
it becomes important to the whole church.
Penting keur sakabeh gareja.
People will follow what their pastor teaches them to do.
Jalma rea bakal nurut ka pangangon pikeun ngalakukeun.
So the pastor has to turn the hearts of fathers.
Jadi pangangon kudu mulihkeun hate bapa-bapa.
To their children.
Ka anak-anakna.
If we go after the children,
lamun urang ngadeukeutan barudak,
the young people come back to us.
Marana oge balik ka urang.
This is a truth I found in the book of Malachi.
Yeuh kabeneran nu aya dina kitab Malaki.
It is found in chapter 4 verses 5 and 6.
Sapanggihna dina pasal 4 ayat 5 jeung 6.
We read that Elijah the prophet,
maca Elia teh nabi,
will turn the hearts of fathers to children.
Bakal mulihkeun hate bapa jeung anak.
The pastor must turn the hearts of people to children.
Pangangon kudu mulihkeun hate jalma rea ka barudak.
He does this with his preaching.
Ngaliwatan khotbahna.
The Bible is filled with stories.
Kitab pinuh ku carita.
Of young people.
Perkara jalma ngora.
Who knew God.
Anu anu ka Allah.
Who did a great work for God.
Anu ngalakukeun pagawean gede pikeun Gusti.
We must study these passages.
Rang kudu naliti pasal-pasal ieu.
The story of David.
Carita Daud.
Of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, jeung Abednego.
And Joseph.
Harta Yusuf.
So many young people.
Kituna loba kaum mura.
Played an important part in Bible stories.
Jadi peranan penting dina Alkitab.
As we preach these truths.
Waktu urang ngotbahkeun kayaktian.
The people hear the word of God.
Anu ngabandungan dawuhan Gusti.
They develop faith for ministry.
Maranehna meberkeun iman pikeun pelayanan.
Many churches have no faith to reach young people.
Loba gareja nu teu boga iman pikeun meunangkeun rumaja.
Because this has not been preached.
Lantaran kitu teu dikhotbahkeun.
Our people will follow what we preach.
Jamaah bakal nurut kunaon anu dikhotbahkeun.
Now the pastor must understand.
Pendeta kudu ngarti.
The world of teenagers.
Dunya para rumaja.
You see, in order to reach any person, we have to go into that person's world. When I travel into another country, I respect the culture of that country. Lest I offend the very people I want to reach. You know this as well. That teenagers are like a different culture. They think differently than do adults. They like to wear their hair differently. They wear different clothes. They like different music. This is the process of life in a teenager.
Ya, proses kehidupan remaja.
We need to understand that they are gradually pulling away from their parents.
Kurang perlu ngartiin maranehna secara bertahap ngajauhan kolot.
This process is mentioned in the Bible.
Proses ieu aya dina Alkitab.
The Bible says it in Genesis 2:24.
Alkitab dina Kejadian 2 ayat 24.
That a man shall leave his father and mother.
Lantaran kitu lalaki bakal ninggalkeun indung bapana.
And shall cleave unto his wife.
Ngahiji jeung bojona.
And they two shall be one flesh.
Duanana jadi sadaging.
So young people are passing from one home to another.
Jadi nu ngora keur pindah ti imah ka imah.
This is a cycle that all young people go through.
Eta siklus nu diliwatan ku rumaja.
When our children are very young.
Waktu barudak urang leutik keneh.
They don't want to be away from us.
Maranehna mung jauh.
They want to be only around mom and dad.
Maranehna yang deket bapa jeung mama.
And they have no room for other people.
Maranehna teu miboga tempat keur sajen.
As they grow older, they develop friends.
Geus gede manehna meberkeun babaturan.
And little by little, they pull away.
Etik-etik narik dirina.
God gave us this process.
Gusti masihan proses ieu.
So that we could gradually release our children.
Tapi secara bertahap urang bisa ngelepaskeun barudak.
If it weren't for this process of pulling away,
untuk aya proses ngajauhkeun diri,
if your children stayed close to you all of their lives,
lamun barudak sadarek tetap deukeut saumur hirupna,
as close as a baby,
seperti hiji orok,
it would break your heart when they marry.
Atuh sadarek bakal hancur waktu manehna kawin.
So they pull away.
Jadi jauh.
When they pull away from their parents, this is the place for the church. The children are not looking for spiritual things at this stage in their lives. A few will, but most are looking for friends. And they are looking for a mate. We must realize that this is the world of a teenager.
Urang sing sadar ieu teh dunyana rumaja.
In his mind,
dina pikiran ana,
his great need,
kabutuhan anu gede,
is to find a friend,
menangkeun batur,
or a mate,
atawa masangan hirup.
During this time,
da waktu ieu,
the devil goes after our young people.
Iblis ngadeukeutan.
He lures them away from the church.
Manehna metot ti gereja.
From the things of God.
Dina perkara-perkara Gusti.
By offering them friendship.
Kunawarkeun sasobatan.
By offering them a mate.
Kunawarkeun jadi kabogoh.
And then he pulls them out of the fold.
Terus metot keluar.
We begin to see this problem.
Abdi katempo masalah ieu.
We saw that it was okay.
Katempona mah hade.
To give our children some social needs.
Bikin minuan kebutuhan sosial barudak.
We gave them a place of fellowship.
Mere maranehna hiji tempat pikeun ngariung.
We allowed them to do other things.
Antep maranehna ngalakukeun hal nu sajen.
That they could have fellowship with each other.
Nepi ka manehna bisa ngariung jeung nu sajen.
We would have food.
Bedahareun.
We would have games.
Bogeh kaulinan.
We gave the kids opportunity to have fun with each other.
Abdi mere barudak waktu pikeun gumbira babarengan.
But we did not fail to preach the gospel.
Abdi teu gagal ngawartakeun Injil.
Because we showed that we were interested in every part of a teenager's life.
Lantaran abdi nudukeun katarik ku saban bagian kehidupan rumaja.
And not just the spiritual part.
Dengan ukur rohani.
We had great impact.
Abdi boga pangaruh gede.
We make a mistake.
Ngalakukeun hiji kasalahan.
By thinking that God cares only about the spiritual part.
Cek pikiran Gusti nganitenan hal rohani.
God cares about every part of a young person's life.
Gusti nitenan unggal bagian dina kahirupan rumaja.
He made a spirit, soul, and body.
Antena nyiptakeun urang ku roh, jiwa, jeung badan.
The world has been able to reach young people.
Dunya bisa meunangkeun kaum rumaja.
Because it says to them.
Karta diomongkeun.
We care about your soul and your body.
Kami memperhatikeun jiwa jeung badan maneh.
The church has failed.
Gereja geus gagal.
Because it says to the young people, we do not care about your soul and about your body. We care only about your spirit. Young people want to know that we care about every part of their lives. When I begin to do this, I begin to speak to teenagers. I went to their football games. I watched them play sports. I took an interest in their lives. They were touched by my interest. And then we begin to reach them. It is easy to reach young people. We must learn how to go into their world. In their youth services, we had a different kind of music. Music to glorify God, but in a style that the teenagers liked. We had an environment that would reach them. We changed the decorations in our youth room.
Kami ngaroba dekorasi di tempat remaja.
We made it more appealing to teenagers.
Supaya narik kaum remaja.
And then there were many times that we fed them.
Seterusnya remen meredar.
And told them to invite all of their friends.
Sekolah mana anu mawa panglobana tamu.
We have a contest to see which school can bring the most visitors.
Renempo sekolah anu mana pang mawa panglobana tamu.
Sometimes we count the visitors.
Kapeng abdi ngitung para tamu.
And we find creative ways to have the contest.
Kami manggihan cara nu kreatif.
One time we brought in scales.
Di waktu abdi mawa timbangan badan.
And we weighed all of the kids.
Terus nimbang barudak.
To see which school could bring the most pounds.
Dikenempo barudak di sekolah mana anu pangberatna.
We had a lot of fun.
Abdi gembira pisan.
And the kids got excited.
Barudak sarumanget.
Because we made church a fun place.
Lantaran abdi nyieun gereja nu teu nyenangkeun.
If we are going to reach unsaved teenagers,
urang hayang meunangkeun rumaja anu encan dislametkeun,
we must reach into their world.
Urang kudu meunangkeun dunyana.
I give you this principle from Luke chapter 5.
Abdi masihan saderek prinsip tina Lukas pasal 5.
That Jesus knew how to fish for sinners.
Yesus uninga carana meunangkeun jalma dosa.
We must go into a sinner's world.
Ayeuna lebet kana anu baroka dosa.
The Bible says in verse 27 that he saw a publican named Levi.
Jika kitab dina ayat 27 yen mantenna ningali di luar ngaran Lewi.
And he was a tax collector.
Manehna teh tukang mungutan beaya.
Jesus pointed to him and said, "Follow me."
Yesus neuteup sarta nyarios tuturkeun kami.
And Levi left everything and rose up and followed Jesus.
Lewi ninggalkeun sagalana hudang tuluy nuturkeun Yesus.
After this, Levi made a great feast in Jesus' honor.
Janggeus Lewi ngayakeun hiji pesta keur ngahormat Yesus.
He did this in his own home.
Diayakeun di imahna.
And he brought a great company of publicans and sinners.
Ngajak babaturanana nu baroga dosa.
They came to the feast.
Maranehna daratang.
Because they wanted to eat.
Sababayang dahar.
When anyone wants to fish,
you
must have some bait. If you fish without bait, you won't catch much fish. So Levi was catching sinners. He put some bait before their mouths. He fed them a meal. And then Jesus came to preach. Sinners don't want to hear the gospel. They try to avoid it. You have to surprise them to preach to them. That's what Levi did. And there were many people who came to know Christ. But they did not come to the feast. To meet Christ. They came to get the food. But when they heard the gospel,
tapi waktu ngadeng Injil,
they got spiritual food instead.
Sebaliknya menang daharin rohani.
We must realize
orang kudu sadar
that we must package this message
kudu dibungkus pesan teh
so that we reach the people
tapi kemenangkan jalma rea
that do not know Christ.
Tewano ka Kristus.
If sinners already have a hunger for God,
lamun nu baroga dosa geus kangen ka Allah.
then someone has already reached them.
Eta tandana geus beunang.
We must reach the young people.
Urang kudu meunangkeun urang.
That do not know they have a need.
Nyaon boga kaperluan.
They're important spiritual principles.
Ye prinsip rohani nu penting.
That we must follow.
Kudu diturutkeun.
That may be different than what we've heard before.
Anu beda nu ku urang terang samemehna.
But if we're going to reach the next generation.
Tapi urang arek meunangkeun generasi anu saterusna.
We're going to have to go into their world.
Kudu asup ka dunyana.
If I want to reach the people of Mexico.
Amun rek meunangkeun nu di Meksiko.
I have to go to Mexico.
Ingat ke Meksiko.
If I want to reach the people of China.
Mun rek meunangkeun nu di Cina.
I must go to China.
Ingat ke Cina.
And if I want to reach young people.
Meunangkeun nu ngarora.
I have to go into the world.
Asup atuh ka dunyana.
I have to understand their culture.
Kudu ngarti kana budayana.
Young people are going through tremendous change.
Rumaja bakal aya perubahan nu hebat.
Their bodies are changing.
Edana kerobah.
Their voices are changing.
Sorana kerobah.
They are changing in their emotions.
Emosina kerobah.
As they become teenagers.
Waktu manehna jadi rumaja.
Their problems become much bigger.
Masalahna jadi ngagedean.
They're much more emotional.
Leuwih emosi.
They're going through tremendous change.
Bakal ngalaman perubahan hebat.
It is during this time.
Waktu eta.
That they need a friend.
Merlukeun babaturan.
Let me tell you what you should preach to them.
Abdi terang naon anu sahadeuna anu dikhotbakeun.
That God has a plan for their life.
Gusti kagungan rencana pikeun maranehna.
That it is wonderful.
Luar biasa pisan.
That he will help them.
Nantena bakal nulunganna.
In the pursuit of that they desire.
Dina ngudag gayangna.
That he cares about them.
Gusti teh peduli ka manehna.
And all of their desires.
Oge kahayangna.
We must preach to them.
Urang kudu khotbah ka manehna.
That he can be known.
Nantena bisa diwanohkeun.
That it's not hard to know God.
Teu hese wanoh ka Allah.
That he is the God that we can know.
Nantena Allah nu bisa diwanohan.
Because he is constant.
Margi mantena salamina langgeng.
He never changes.
Moal robah.
We can know his ways.
Urang bisa ngarti jalanna.
He has given us his book.
Mantena tos masihan bukuna.
That we might know his character.
Nepi ka urang bisa terang sifatna.
That we might know his love for us.
Tanya ahna.
We must teach them what to do when they stumble.
Kudu ngajar naon anu kudu dilakukeun dina waktu titajong.
Because young people are like small children learning to walk.
Budak ramah saperti barudak leutik diajar leumpang.
They will stumble into sin from time to time.
Bisa tegebrus karena dosa unggal waktu.
We must tell them that it's not over.
Berenya yen ieu teh sanreng se.
That they must ask God's forgiveness.
Kudu ampun ka Gusti.
And they can be forgiven.
Pasti diampura.
And restored to fellowship.
Dibalikkeun ka riunganna.
We must teach them about the laws of God.
Ajar hukum Gusti.
That as our planet is governed by natural laws,
seperti planet urang diparentah ku hukum alam,
God governs his universe by spiritual laws.
Gusti marentah jagat rayana ku hukum rohani.
We must teach them how to practice spiritual laws.
Urang kumaha ngalakukeun hukum.
We must remember not to preach to them very long.
Ingat mengkhotbah ulah lila.
Young people have an attention span.
Nu rumaja mah boga rentang waktu ngabandungan nu heureut.
So I preach about half as long to the teenagers.
Bahna satengah waktu.
As I do to the grown-ups.
Abdi ngalakukeun ka nu dewasa.
So it's important to reach into a teenager's world.
Penting asup ka dunyana rumaja.
When I begin to do these things.
Tu abdi ngalakukeun hal ieu.
We had wonderful success.
Hasilna luar biasa.
We didn't just tell these teenagers that we love them.
Lain sekadar ngajelaskeun tapi oge mikanya.
We begin to show them.
Abdi dituduhkeun.
And today we're seeing these things happen.
Bae abdi bakal nempo naon kajadian.
All over the world.
Di sakuliah dunya.
We just established a 180 ministry center.
Abdi gaduh pusat pelayanan 180.
In the African country of Cameroon.
Di Kamerun Afrika.
The same things that we do here.
Nusarua nu dilakukeun di dieu.
We did in Africa.
Dipake di Afrika.
And it had the same result.
Hasilna sarua.
Hundreds of young people came to the center.
Ratusan rumaja datang ka pusat.
They came to play basketball.
Datang narek basket.
They came to play the games.
Datang narek ulin.
To eat the food.
Jeung dahar.
To listen to the music.
Ngadengekeun musik.
But we gave them the gospel.
Tapi abdi ngabagi Injil.
Hundreds have come to Christ.
Ratusan geus datang ka Kristus.
Because we went into their world.
Abdi asup ka dunyana.
This is not bribery.
Ieu teh lain nyogok.
You see, we must reach into the world of people.
Tempo, urang kudu meunangkeun dunya sajen.
To show them that God really cares about them.
Bernuduhkeun Gusti teh nika asih maranehna.
When we're willing to make this investment,
maranehna rek nyeun inventasi,
it opens the door for us.
Ieu teh mukakeun pantona.
To win souls.
Meunangkeun jiwa.
You cannot win any people.
Kadarek teu bisa meunangkeun sahabat.
Including your teenagers.
Urang oge rumaja.
Unless you have influence.
Tapi kasaderek boga pangaruh.
You gain influence in the lives of people.
Kadarek meunang pangaruh dina kahirupan manehna.
By making an investment in them first.
Nyeun investasi di maranehna.
This is true in the operation of missions.
Ieu nu bener dina ngalakukeun misi.
If a missionary wants to win souls,
kamu misionari hayang meunangkeun jiwa,
he must first gain influence.
Kudu boga pangaruh heula.
Sometimes this comes with miracles.
Kapeung kudu ngaliwatan mujizat.
The miracle power of God gives one influence.
Mujizat kawasa Allah mere pangaruh.
Sometimes it comes because he feeds the hungry.
Datangna sakapeung dina waktu mere nu lapar.
So the missionary's care earns him influence.
Perhatian misionaris teh ngahasilkeun pangaruh.
But when we try to preach without influence,
satu khotbah teu jeung pangaruh,
our ministry is not fruitful.
Pelayanan teh moal buahan.
We must demonstrate the love of Christ.
Urang kudu ngalakukeun kanyaha Kristus.
And we must remember,
hing ingat,
that in every culture,
saban budaya,
teenagers think differently than do adults.
Para rumaja pikiranna beda jeung nu dewasa.
Therefore, they are like a different group of people.
Lantaran kita maranehna teh saperti hiji kelompok nu beda.
And even though they may look like they want to pull away,
malah sanajan katempona rek ngundurkeun diri,
they really want the older ones to love them.
Benerna maranehna teh perlu nu kakolot nu mikanyaana.
When I begin to reach our teenagers,
waktu abdi mimiti meunangkeun para rumaja,
when I begin to spend time around them,
meakeun waktu pikeun babarengan,
I could tell that they wanted to be near me.
Abdi ngajelaskeun maranehna hayang babarengan bae.
This really surprised me.
Kita sabenerna ngagetkeun.
They wanted to be around a father.
Manehna hayang deukeut bapana.
They did not want me to be their buddy.
Mungun disebut babaturan.
So I did not try to dress like a teenager.
Jadi abdi teu make pakaian saperti rumaja.
I didn't try to talk like a teenager.
Ngomong ge teu saperti rumaja.
But I showed them love.
Tapi abdi nuduhkeun kadeudeuk.
And it opened the door.
Ieu teh muka panto.
These are truths of God's word.
Ieu bener-bener dawuhan Gusti.
It is what our Jesus did.
Naon anu dipidamel ku Yesus.
He so loved this world.
Antana mikaasih ka dunya ieu.
He came to be a man.
Antana sumping dina wujud manusia.
To feel what we feel.
Bikin ngarasakeun naon anu dirasakeun ku urang.
To see what we see.
Kanggo ningali naon anu ku urang katempo.
To hear what we hear.
Kanggo ngadangu naon ku urang kadenge.
He knew cold and heat.
Antana terangan tiis jeung panas.
He knew pain and hunger.
Antana ngarasa nyeri jeung lapar.
All that we know,
kakabeun urang nyao,
he experienced as well.
Kalaman kumantana.
Now that he speaks,
jadi waktu mantana nyarios,
we listen.
Urang ngadengekeun.
Because we know he loves us.
Terang-terang mantana mikasih ka urang.
This is the principle.
Ieu prinsip.
On which this ministry is based.
Ngadasaran pelayanan.
As I begin to take this lead,
abdi mimiti mimpin,
and turn the heart of the church toward our young people,
sarta mulihkeun hate gareja ka nu ngarora.
Many young people began to come.
Loba rumaja datang.
And other people began to help me.
Sajan ge mimiti ngabantuan.
God sent me a young man.
Gusti ngintun hiji pemuda.
His name is Blaine Bartell.
Nu ngaranna Blaine Bartell.
He took the reins of this ministry.
Anena mimpin pelayanan ieu.
And now he does this work.
Ayeuna keur digawe.
I am the overseer.
Abdi jadi penilikna.
I work with him.
Abdi babarengan digawe.
To see that his needs are met.
Beres terang naon anu diperlukeun dicukupkeun.
To see that he has all that he needs.
Ikeun nempo sakabeh nu diperlukeun.
To do this job.
Ikeun ngalakukeun pagawean.
I'm not the doer of it.
Abdi mah teu miluan.
I am the overseer.
Abdi penilikna.
But it could not have happened.
Tapi ieu teu bisa jadi.
Had I not stepped in first.
Lamun abdi teu nyontoan heula.
This is how Jesus establishes all ministry.
Kumaha Yesus ngawangun sadaya pelayanan.
He does the work.
Anjeunna barang damel.
He gives us a model.
Mere contoh.
He teaches us what to do.
Ajar ka urang ku naon nu dilakukeun.
He explains all of his ministry.
Ngajelaskeun sakabeh pelayananana.
And little by little he releases us.
Satik-satik mantenang ngaleupaskeun urang.
As he releases us,
atos mantena ngalepaskeun urang,
we released him.
Urang geus ngalepaskeun mantena.
Had he not trained disciples,
bae mantena teu ngalatih murid-murid,
he could not have gone to heaven.
Mantena moal ka sorga.
They released him,
ngaranehna ngalepaskeun mantena,
into his real ministry.
Na pelayananana nu sabenerna.
His real ministry was not to preach,
nu pelayananana lain khutbah,
and not to pray,
lain doa,
and not to cast out demons.
Oge lain ngusir setan.
That's our ministry.
Yeu pelayanan urang.
That's what he wanted us to do.
Yeu nu dipikahayong ku urang supaya dilakukeun.
He did that for 3.5 years.
Mantenang geus ngalakukeun salami 3.5 tahun.
For 1970 years.
Salami 1970 tahun.
He has been the high priest of the New Testament.
Mantuna atas janten imam agung dina perjanjian anyar.
He is the head of the church.
Mantena oge kapala gereja.
He sits at the right hand of God for us.
Balik di tengeunan Allah kanggo urang.
He intercedes for us there.
Antena jadi perantara urang.
It is his new ministry.
Ieu teh pelayananana nu anyar.
He works every day.
Mantena ngadamel saban dinten.
And so he was released into that ministry.
Oge dilepaskeun dina pelayanan.
By releasing us into our ministry.
Ngalepaskeun urang kana pelayanan.
A pastor can never enter his ministry.
Pendeta tekungsi milu kana pelayanan.
Until he releases helpers.
Ka manehna ngalepaskeun para pembantu.
The helpers release him.
Para pembantu oge ngalepaskeunana.
To do the things that are most important.
Bikin ngalakukeun hal anu penting.
The vision of the church.
Isi gereja.
Is so great.
Gede pisan.
That one man cannot do it all.
Tapi katu bisa dipigawe ku sorangan.
There must be a team.
Kudu aya tim.
There must be many people.
Kudu kulobaan.
And as we release the faithful people,
waktu urang ngalepaskeun jalma nu satia,
they release us to pray more.
Maranehna oge ngalepaskeun urang keur remen ngadoa.
In my church, I am like the head.
Di gereja abdi, abdi jadi kokolotna.
I am the eyes of the church.
Abdi teh panonna gereja.
Other people may be the arms.
Sajen jadi leungeuna.
Other people may be the legs.
Oge, menjadi sukuna.
But I have to watch to see where we are going.
Tapi abdi kudu nitenan ka mana maranehna indi.
I must look down the road.
Abdi kudu nempo ka jalan.
And keep my eyes on the future.
Harta nuduhkeun pangharepan.
I must plan where we will go.
Abdi ngarancanakeun ka mana bae indi.
Where will we meet?
Di mana engke kapangi?
Who will I raise up to be leaders?
Anu bakal jadi para pemimpin?
This is the role of the pastor.
Ieu peran pendeta.
So he does not do all of the work.
Dari manehna teu ngalakukeun sakabehna.
But he guides the work.
Tapi manehna mimpin pagawean.
And as he guides the work,
waktu manehna mimpin,
and releases others,
sarta ngalepaskeun sajen,
it grows the church.
Manehna meberkeun gereja.
This is a spiritual law.
Ieu teh hukum rohani.
That God will give you what you can handle.
Yang Gusti bakal masihan naon anu ku saderek disekel.
What you can make room for.
Tempat mana anu bisa disadiakeun.
If you make room for ministry,
tempat pelayanan,
it will come.
Eta bakal jadi.
If you will make room for sinners,
tempat dosa,
you will reach them.
Maranehna.
If you make room for children,
tempat barudak,
they will come.
Maranehna bakal datang.
This is God's way.
Ye jalan Allah.
God gives supernatural increase.
Allah masihan peningkatan supra alami.
When we make room for it first.
Waktu manehna nyieun tempat heula.
There is a story in the Old Testament.
Ya aya cerita di Perjanjian Lawas.
About a woman who needed a miracle.
Awewe nu merlukeun mujizat.
It is found in 2 Kings chapter 4.
Aya dina 2 Raja-raja 4.
The woman had absolutely nothing in her house.
Awewe teh bener-bener teu boga nanaon.
But one small pot of oil.
Aya bati buli-buli nu eusina minyak.
The prophet told her to borrow empty vessels.
Nabi mere nyaho kudu nginjem wadah kosong.
He told her to pour out the oil.
Uy, kudu nyucikeun minyak.
She poured the oil into the empty vessels.
Wadah kosong teh.
And God multiplied it as she poured.
Sarta Gusti nambahan minyakna waktu nyucikeun.
She made room for the miracle.
Di tempat eta aya mujizat.
Before the miracle came.
Samemehna mujizat aya.
She made room by borrowing the empty vessels.
Manehna nyieun sarana nginjem wadah nu kosong.
This is the way of God.
Ieu cara Gusti.
Jesus turned water into wine.
Yesus ngarobah cai jadi anggur.
When the servants did what he told them to do.
Waktu para pelayan ngalakukeun naon anu dicitahna.
Jesus fed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Yesus masih andar ka jalma rea ku 5 roti 2 lauk.
But he made the disciples seat the people on the grass.
Mantenam orang murid-muridna supaya nu sejen teh dariuk dina yukut.
When all the people were seated on the grass,
waktu sararea dariuk,
Jesus multiplied the food.
Yesus ngalobaan dahareunana.
Before there's a time of growth,
sameme aya waktu tumuwuh,
in any ministry,
pelayanan anu bae,
we must make room for this.
Dieun sarana.
By training workers.
Ngalatih.
By preparing people.
Nyayagikeun jalanan.
And then God gives us the harvest.
Terasna Gusti masihan pibuatin.
It is a work of faith.
Ieu teh pagawean iman.
We make room for people who are not yet there.
Rangin tempat pikeun jalma anu acan aya di dinya.
But as we prepare for that,
sawatara waktu urang saya gian.
God gives us increase.
Gusti masihan urang paningkatan.
This is how a pastor grows his church.
Ieu carana hiji pangangon ngagedean gerejana.
We train faithful people.
Abdi ngalatih jalma nu satia.
Who release them into every part of ministry.
Ikan migawai dina sagala pelayanan.
My ministry is like the arm.
Pelayanan abdi seperti lengan.
But I am not every finger.
Tapi abdi lain ramo.
I have a children's ministry.
Abdi boga pelayanan barudak.
I have a youth ministry.
Kaum rumaja.
I have an outreach ministry.
Ngahontal.
We have a jail ministry.
Ka penjara.
We care for our sheep.
Nitenan domba-domba.
I have all of these ministries.
Boga para pelayanan.
That reach into the small places.
Ngahontal ka kampung-kampung.
And these help me to cover.
Yeuh nu ngabantuan abdi pikeun naduna.
The needs of all the people.
Kaperluan sakabeh jalma.
This is the way of growth.
Yeuh carana nu tumuwuh.
A pastor should never do anything alone.
Pangangon sakuduna henteu migawe sakabehna.
He should train people every step of the way. The pastor trains people to go call on the sick. He trains people to minister to the young. And as you train people in each of these areas, you will begin to release them. When you release them into ministry, they will release you into that which God has called you to do. This is the way of great growth. It is the principle on which the church is built. And so I am responsible for the young people. Though I do not now preach to them all the time. But because they know they're in my heart. The ministry continues today. This is happening all over the world. And it will happen in your country as well. God has spoken it.
Gusti, tos ngadawu.
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Kami bakal ngucukeun roh kami ka sakumna manusia.
And your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
Lantaran kitu barurak awewe lalaki nganubuat.
I pray for you this day.
Abdi ngadoa kanggo saderek.
That the teaching.
Kebaras pengajaran.
Of the word of God.
Dawuhan Gusti.
About growing workers.
Bakal tumuwuh dina diri nu ngadarama.
And about building a team.
Sarta hal ngawangun hiji tim.
May sink down deep into your heart.
Baya lebet kana hate saderek.
That you may grow your people.
Supaya saderek tiasa nambahan jamaah.
To do a great work for God.
Dikenalkan hiji padamelan anu agung ti Allah.
And every nation of the world.
Di unggal negara di dunia.
In the name of Jesus.
Dilebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.